It's summertime. Let's go to the movies. Ah, the killer first notes of a thriller. But I'm more in the mood for an epic saga. Oh, no, maybe not. How about a poignant foreign film? This score to Cinema Paradiso and more gives us the movie experience without actually leaving the radio. They're performed by award-winning French violinist Laurent Corsia on his new CD called Cinema. It's a compilation of classic movie scores of the past 100 years. Not only that, he is in our Washington studio with me listening to this music. Bonjour, bienvenue, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Did you first hear Ennio and Andrea Morricone's score to Cinema Paradiso in a theater, in a cinema?
Yes, I did. I like to watch movies, and I go to movie theaters often. And Morricone is just a giant of the film music world.
When did you decide that you wanted to record his score, his piece, for a CD? And using your arrangements and your violin?
Because, as you said, it's 100 years of music in the cinema. There has been so much great composers that composed for cinema, from the classic Shostakovich, Prokofiev, and to the people like Max Steiner, Waksman, Korngold, Bernard Herrmann, and Morricone, and so many others.
So many to choose. One of the heroes of early cinema was Charlie Chaplin, and you include his score, Smile.
I absolutely adore Charlie Chaplin for everything he did, and his melodies have so much charm, and it's very sentimental and kind of naive music, but so charming and so touching.
And it goes right to your heart as a violinist.
Yes. Yes, of course, yes.
What was your approach to playing it, knowing that Charlie Chaplin was a violinist?
Yes, well, my intention was not to make out of this theme something spectacular or with so much improvisation on it, because I felt that it should keep this simple element, and also this. I tried to be as transparent as I could be.
I have heard that you play In the Mood for Love with your bow upside down.
Well, the reason was I was searching for a bizarre sound. I didn't want the sound for this melody to be too clean or too clear or too violinistic. Playing like that, you know, it changes the balance of the bow. And I thought at the time that it could be interesting for the sound, but I'm not sure. I still think the same now. But
really? Really? You're second-guessing yourself. I can understand what you're saying. Because In the Mood for Love is a popular song that has been played over and over and over again, and it can become too sweet.
Yeah, yeah. This music is very, in a sense, very pudic and light, and in the same time a bit dramatic, and there are some very magical moments in music for the film. Thank you.
you can choose the song that we play at the end. What would you like?
Out of this recording?
Correct.
If I would choose something, in fact, I would like to, not me, but I would like you to hear Intermezzo. It comes from a movie done by Ingrid Bergman in 1939, and it was a remake of a 1936 movie done in Sweden. And the story is about a concert violinist who falls in love with the piano teacher of his daughter. And the music is just great, and in the original score it's played by Tosha Seidel, who was an incredible violinist. And so I would like you to discover that music if you don't know it.
To hear more music from Laurent Corsia, go to npr.org/music. Thank you, merci bien.
Merci, thanks.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.